Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Ecotech. Holiday seasons are right around the corner, so this is just a few things that I want you to really watch out for when making your purchases. According to a 2021 article on WeForm.org, consumers are making a lot more of their purchases online. So I've put together a list of a few consumer behaviors that you might want to avoid. When these online sites are created and people are selling you things, they're not really expecting you to have the knowledge behind what they're actually doing. Now, there are lots of different things that you see on these sites, but there are lots of things that are working in the background to try to influence if you're actually going to go through with that purchase or if you actually buy with them. So there's just a few things that I'm going to put in your head for this holiday season as you shop more online for your tech products. One of the first things that I want to talk about is impulse buying. One of the major things that you want to do as a consumer, you want to save where you can. And so, obviously, buying the first thing, being an impulse buyer, isn't the smartest move that you can make. If you pay less for your tech device, I mean, this is a huge plus for you. We don't really have it in our favor to get the best prices of things just because a lot of things are already marked up very high anyway. While some sites are offering 20 and 30 and 40% off these things, you have to realize that the item has already been marked up well over that. So even if they do take that off, they're still gaining a profit. It's a smaller profit than what they would have gained, but they are still gaining a profit. So if some way you can work out the details of being able to get that percentage off with some other external percentage off or a coupon or something like that, then you're really playing the consumer game as far as buying your tech product the right way, I'd have to say. Another thing that you're going to want to watch out for, especially because online buying has increased, you know when you go to a website and you see these little countdown clocks letting you know when something might end or when there's a specific sale going to end? Maybe you've even seen these countdown clocks in your carts, right? Your shopping carts. When you see them in your shopping carts, they have a completely different purpose. Some of them are saying that this deal in your shopping cart is only going to last for this amount of time and then we'll have to refresh it. Or you're only guaranteed this price for this specific amount of time and then it could change. I would have to say don't feel pressured to buy things. For the sellers and the major outlets, this is a technique that they are implementing to decrease consumer cart abandonment. Consumer cart abandonment is you're shopping around and you're putting things in your cart and then you just, for whatever reason, you leave the site and you don't actually make that purchase. A lot of times the countdown clocks are to increase the chances of you actually making the purchase. And this is just something to watch out for. So when you're shopping, don't pay any attention to countdown clocks. As a consumer, the smartest thing that we can do is to shop around and compare prices. Sometimes, in order to do that, you want to put things in your cart and you want to be able to see what your total is going to be. You're adding up the price. You're trying to actually see what you're going to fully pay with taxes. What's it going to cost to ship to your specific address or your grandson or your child or anything like that. These are all things that are really important for us to go through and processes for us to do in order to find the best deals possible for us. If for any reason you do happen to miss a deal, I can guarantee you there's probably a better deal that's out there somewhere. And at the very least, that deal has not expired and you still will be able to get that same exact deal. So another thing I want you to pay attention to when shopping online is sometimes you run upon websites and they actually have this thing where it's like you have to purchase a minimum of a certain amount of this in order to get free shipping or what have you. I'd like you to actually like consider paying for the shipping, right? Because what if you don't necessarily need $50 or $100 worth of items from that particular store? In most cases, it's actually just better if you go ahead and pay the shipping. Usually shipping ranges anywhere from like $5 to $10. In order to be a smarter consumer, you have to really just look at things from a what do I need kind of perspective. So when you're shopping and you see that you have to purchase like a minimum in order to get something for free or free shipping, anything that comes in that range of saying that like you need to purchase a minimum of something, don't feel like that this is something that you have to do. purchase the things that you absolutely need. Remember, it's not like a penalty or anything. You should assume that shipping is something that is charged anyway. And one of the last things that I want you to watch out for this holiday season pertain to in-store pickup and instant gratification. I want you to consider in-store pickup because not only do you automatically get free shipping, a lot of times this is a lot more convenient. In some cases, you don't get your item nearly as fast, but this is when it falls into the instant gratification. When buying things, there are many negative things that can come from having an instant gratification kind of mindset. The instant gratification game is played on almost every single website. We want our items as fast as we can possibly get them. This is why we have places like Amazon who work to give you your item in hours if they possibly can, if not the very next business day. So the instant gratification game, this is something that might be hard for you at first, but once you realize that this is something that is used against you as a consumer, then it becomes something that's a little bit easier for you to handle. Now, as far as needing your items the next day, the next business day, this is a very, very big trap, and you just don't want to fall into that when you're making a lot of these online purchases. You don't want to pay more for your devices than you have to just because you feel like you need it instantly. Think about it. Is it really something that you need instantly? Sometimes we want it just because we want it. Some examples of things that you might need right away, say you're doing a particular project and you are on location. It might be imperative that you have a certain lens within a few hours or the very next day. This is more of a need type thing. Instant gratification is more where it's like you're satisfied because you're able to get the item like a lot faster. So what I would say is to conjure some patience. Even if your item will arrive sooner than that, expect all of your items to take at least a week or two when you're actually shopping around as a consumer. All right, so this has been another episode of Ecotech. Make sure to be a smart consumer this holiday season, and we will see you in the next one.